Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 315, Expert Witness, Frequently Asked Questions. Before I start today's podcast, I want to share the exciting news that I'm assembling a mastermind for experienced legal nurse consultants. My name is Pat Iyer. This group is designed to elevate each member's business, to provide support, new ideas, and a community for those who are building their businesses. If you'd like to find out if you're qualified to be a member of this group, contact me at patiyer@legalnursebusiness.com. That's patiyer@legalnursebusiness.com. Have you listened to medical malpractice attorney Heather Hansen discuss the crucial role of experts? Be sure to listen to Legal Nurse Podcast 314. You've gotten a case as a nursing expert witness, now what? What are your expert witness opinions? This is Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. I spent 20 years testifying as an expert witness, and I've trained hundreds of healthcare professionals how to excel in this challenging and rewarding role. Here are the questions experts often ask me. What do I do when the records are a mess? It's difficult to review records that are not organized. Make every effort to put the records together in a logical way to facilitate your review. Placing hole-punched and organized paper medical records in binders makes it easier to complete your review. When you receive electronic records, clearly label them and sort them into sections. Can I write on paper records? Please don't. Underlining or highlighting on records you receive for review may be questioned at your deposition. Also, if you do not find you can help the attorney, and the attorney asks you to send the records back, the copy you wrote on now becomes unusable if the attorney decides to have another expert review the case. How do I get the incident report and the facility policies? If you are reviewing the case on behalf of the plaintiff and the suit has not been filed yet, the state rules may not permit access to those documents. Some states protect incident reports from discovery even after a suit has been filed. Be sure to let the attorney know what material you wish to have for your nursing expert review. Let's stop for a moment. This is Pat Iyer. There is a lot at stake in winning medical malpractice cases. You want to do your best. I put together a book specifically for LNCs who are expert witnesses or considering taking on this rewarding role. It's called How to Be a Successful Expert Witness. Use this book to read through, to refer to, and consult to gain a greater understanding of the role of expert witnesses. I urge you to approach being an expert on a case as a tremendous opportunity and a huge responsibility. Engage in your work with professionalism and commitment. The attorney and his client are counting on you. This book draws on my experiences both as an expert witness and one who has trained hundreds of experts, nurses, physicians, and a variety of healthcare professionals. Order your copy at http://lnc.tips/expert-witness. That link is http://lnc.tips/expert-witness, or you can order it at the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or on our app, BizEdu. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the book. Now let's return to the show. You ask, why do I need to see the complaint? The nursing expert should know what the plaintiff attorney alleged occurred in the case. This will help you focus the review. Why do I need to see the opposing expert's report? The plaintiff's nursing expert should focus on meaningful deviations, not inconsequential ones, and is typically written before the defense expert's report in states that require written reports. It's essential to understand the opposing side's expert's opinion in order to determine if you disagree or agree with this person's analysis. If you're a defense expert, you'll address the plaintiff's expert's allegations, refuting them with citations to depositions or medical records. When do I offer an opinion? Read all the pertinent documents before you offer an opinion. It's rare that a nursing expert witness must read every page of a medical record, and most attorneys would not be willing to pay for the time to do so. It's up to the expert to know what to look for in the material. You may get into the materials and find that there are pages missing. Maybe somebody copied every other page in the medical record. Maybe somebody put medical records in a box under a secretary's desk and forgot they were part of what was needed to go out to the expert. Maybe somebody forgot to scan important records. It's appropriate to call the attorney secretary or paralegal and let that person know what you're missing. This type of request does not have to be presented to the attorney unless the attorney has no staff. It's your job to make sure that everything is complete before offering an expert witness opinion and talking to the attorney about the pros and the cons. What do I do after I've reviewed the material? Typically, the next thing that happens is that you have a phone call with the attorney to talk about the initial conclusions after reviewing all the relevant information. In the discussion after you review the case, demonstrate your clinical experience, education, and expertise. Sometimes you'll be reporting to a paralegal or legal nurse consultant, but typically you'll be commenting directly to the attorney. It's your job to look at it objectively, to see the pros and cons, and to be able to help the plaintiff attorney anticipate what the defense is going to say about the case. Going forward with a weak case does a disservice to all parties, so it's important that you express expert witness opinions with the strength of your convictions. What do I do after this call? If your opinion is favorable, what you do next depends on your state and the stage of the case, as well as whose side retained your services. If required by the state and you're a plaintiff expert, you may be asked to sign an affidavit of merit or write a report. A defense expert may also be asked to prepare a report. Preparation of the report may be postponed until the discovery has proceeded further. In some states, the attorney discusses your opinions with you and prepares a statement of your position. Do not put anything in writing with the conclusions of your nursing expert review until the attorney asks you to do so. How should I structure my report? This report goes on your letterhead, which includes your name, your address, your phone number, and your email address. Set it up as a business letter and contain and prepare it with the date, the name and the address of the attorney who retained your service, the name of the patient, a summary of the medical facts, and a description of how the nurse adhered to the standard of care, if you wrote the report for the defense, or deviated from the standard of care if the plaintiff attorney hired you. Refer to the medical records and the depositions to support your opinion. May I comment in my report and testimony on the physician as well as the nursing standard of care? Although nurses are the preferred professionals to testify in the nursing standards of care, the nursing expert witness is prevented from testifying about the medical standard of care. in 99% of the cases. Courts usually hold that a nurse is not qualified to render an opinion about whether a physician is guilty of medical malpractice. For this reason, the nursing expert witness should refrain from commenting about the medical standard of care. Your report in the summary of medical events should simply detail the chain of events that was involved in the case. Here's another question. May I state in my nursing expert witness report that the actions of the nurse caused the patient to be injured or die as a result of an error? Ordinarily, the nurse is not used to establish or refute causation. It again depends upon the facts of the case. What should I be checking for when I proofread the report? It's essential to proofread that report before sharing it with the attorney. When possible, allow a period to transpire before picking up the report to proofread. This enables you to see the material from a fresh perspective. Make sure names, dates, and details are correct. Be sure to look for words which the spell checker determines are correct, but are incorrect within the context of the report. What do I do once I have proofread and finalized the report? Make a copy of the report and send the original and your resume to the attorney. Hold on to the medical records unless asked to either return them to the attorney or dispose of them. The nursing expert witness role is challenging and complex. Get more details about the nursing expert witness cases by ordering a copy of How to Be a Successful Expert Witness. Learn the crucial skills needed to be a terrific expert. Get the book by going to the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. You'll find the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or on our new mobile app, BizEdu. Get the app at legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu. That's legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu, BIZEDU. The app puts all of our content in the palm of your hand, our free webinars, our blogs, our podcasts, our courses, our reports, and videos. Get the app at legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu. It's available for iPhone and Android phones. Be sure to tune in next week at this time for our next podcast. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.